This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Gerald Celente said take over, but he's a great guy. He's going to have 15 minutes because I got some big Tucker Carlson intel coming up next segment here on the Alan Jones Show. Owen Troyer, you sat there very patiently during Scott Ritter. Pretty scary stuff and dead on.
Well, there's another factor, too, that I think we tend to overlook, and that's mostly because this would come from the American left in the past, specifically during the Bush years. But they're all in on this war now. They're pro-war, so there's a void there. Let's not forget what happened after the U.S. went into Iraq and Afghanistan with Dick Cheney and others. They had contractors and development companies in there overnight getting hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild
billions.
Those cities. And they even named them like Dick Cheney Road and stuff like that. I mean, they just flaunted it. I mean, just total naked war crimes. And the left used to complain. You'd have Democrats and you'd have liberal media say, look at how corrupt this is. They destroyed Afghanistan. They destroyed Iraq. Then they sent their guys in there to make hundreds of millions of dollars off no-bid contracts. Those were considered war crimes back in the day. Well, the problem is, if the West, and I do think this exists, if the West elites think that they can go in after Ukraine is destroyed, because you were asking, well, why would they be sending Ukraine into Bakhmut and Kharkiv?
Well, they want a Marshall Plan to steal hundreds of billions.
Bingo. Here's the problem, Alex. All these Western elites that have never been checked. I mean, that's really what this is Putin is finally checking the Western elites, and they're pissed. And that's really what this comes down to. And so they're having a standoff in Ukraine. And we hope that's where this ends. But here's what's going to happen. And I think this is going to be the next story. If this war does end in August or whatever, you're going to have so much of eastern Ukraine that is just completely destroyed. This is not being accurately reported in the American media. But you have cities in Ukraine that have been just completely annihilated and completely destroyed. It's not going to be the Western contractors going in there building it up for billions of dollars. It's not going to be BlackRock going in there buying up property for pennies on the dollar and renovating it. It's going to be the Russian oligarchs. They're going to be the ones that are going to go in there. They're going to be the ones that are going to take the property. And they're going to be the ones that redevelopment, making hundreds of billions of dollars. I think that's going to be the next thing that's going to piss off the Western elites. Losing a war, they've done that before. But losing that profit margin after the war, they're going to be pissed about that.
Well, we now know more and more about what's happening with Tucker Carlson. There's a Ben Warren story on InfoWars.com. Watch Tucker Carlson's latest speech before Fox exit raise alarm over transgenderism, abortion, human sacrifice, and call for prayer. It was everything he was doing, becoming this populist hero that upset them. But they're saying it's because of the Ray Epps stuff. That's not what it was. It was the anti-war, anti-transgenderism, just everything he was doing that upset them. I've got a six-minute clip of his speech coming up next segment. Please remember, listeners, we're fighting super hard for everybody's future. I want to have a great future for my children. That makes a good future for your children. I don't just do this for you, though I care about you, but we're all in this together. We have to spread the word. And I go back to this constantly. Do you realize it's you that takes the videos from Mandot Video and the live links and the articles and shares them that gets this out? We can sit here all day in the Phantom Zone and reach nobody, or you can promote stuff. The reason we reach a lot of people is you. Imagine if you get really excited about that and do it even more. So please promote the show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get Turbo Force, the great 10-hour clean energy back in stock. Get the great Ultimate Krill Oil. Get 1776 Testosterone Boost. These are great products that you should get anyways, but it funds the InfoWar. The only thing holding us up is a lot of the viewers have never bought a product. But they got a show I tune into. It's a thing over there. We're not funded by big networks. We're not funded by the establishment. We're funded by you. So it's up to you. You want to keep us on air? You see Tucker getting taken off. You see what's happened with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. We are not controlled by a board of directors. We're not controlled by Rupert Murdoch. We're controlled by you. My boss in this fight is not Rupert Murdoch or not George Soros. It's you. And I'm asking you, boss, I'm fighting hard. Put me on the field, coach. I will keep kicking ass. I'm not like some player that ever played and was a loser. We've won Super Bowls against the enemy, but we need funds to do it now. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, the Tucker Carlson news and more in the final segment where I'm hosting live before the great Carol Salenti takes over. Then, in about 55 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I got up.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, they're trying to put me in prison, and Tucker Carlson and Stephen Bannon, and they've taken and killed Project Veritas, but Gainesville keeps fighting back. And now, Tucker Carlson, the top news show in the world, has been taken off the air by Fox News. We've got a segment of his speech. The full speech is at Infowars.com. We'll be airing here in a moment before Gerald Celente takes over. Tucker Carlson's last speech before Fox exit raises alarm over transgenderism, abortion, human sacrifice, and a call for prayer. That's why they are so incredibly angry, because they're trying to dominate the world while it slips away from them. And while communist dictatorships they backed up, put in power, turn against them, and while Russia stands against them, while all this happens, they think, well, we can still dominate the American people. And AOC, I played the clip three times today, said we need to ban conservatives off the air, take their speech, they're violent, even though we're against violence. Owen Schroyer, comments on that?
Well, I hate to say this, but I'm glad this is happening. It's sad for America, obviously. It's sad for Tucker Carlson. But this is another we're not in Kansas in any more moment. And, Alex, it's going to take a mountain of these moments to get the American people to wake up. Because that's the only thing that's going to stop this, unfortunately. We get very little from our Congress, if anything. Even our champion President Trump let the globalists take our country back over. So, I mean, it's going to have to be hundreds of these we're not in Kansas anymore moments. Because, again, most of the Fox News audience, Alex, is still kind of complacent, and they still think things are normal, and they're still in America.
No, I agree, but I mean, Tucker's way bigger than they even said. When he's not on anymore, and their stock's already plunging, this is like, whoa.
But imagine how many people are going to tune in tonight that don't follow the news. They'll get home from work, they'll make dinner, boop, put on Fox News, thinking they're going to watch Tucker Carlson, and oh, Tucker's not there anymore. Oh, Tucker's been fired? Fired? Top-rated show? Favorite show?
That's right. I tell everybody, if you're looking for Tucker Carlson and what he covers, Infowars.com. Especially, I meant to say today, if you're looking for the topics he covered, if you're looking for where he's still at, we'll get him on the show. But Pete, that's a great point. They're looking for Tucker. They'll find it right here at Infowars.com and Bandai Video.
Hell, we'll even show you Don Lemon. If you're missing Don Lemon on CNN in the morning.
Well, don't lie. We're not showing him Don Lemon.
But even that's going to wake him up. I mean, even Don Lemon, as pathetic as he is, funny, every time he got in trouble was for telling the truth. Even Don Lemon being let go, or Dan Bongino on The Weekend Show. I mean, it's just, this is going to have to happen, Alex. It sucks. I'm not rooting for this. It's not even from a place of bitterness, because we had to go through all of this first. Trust me, I don't want anybody to have to go through what you've gone through.
It's got to get worse before it gets better. Gerald Celente is about to take over. Owen, you're on in about 51 minutes, the War Room, 3 p.m. Central.
I'm back. I'm excited to be back in the driver's seat, back in the studio.
You deserve a week off. Owen, recharge, ready to go, 3 p.m. Central in 50 minutes. Gerald Celente is about to take over, but first, see the full speech at Infowars.com. Here's the final speech where Tucker Carlson got fired from Fox News. So everybody, you know, tune in now and share the link.
It might be time to start to reassess the terms we use to describe what we're watching. So when I started at Heritage, the presumption was, and this is a very Anglo-American assumption that the debates we're having are kind of rational debates about the way to get to mutually agreed upon outcomes. Right? So, like, we all want the country to be more prosperous and free and people to be less oppressed or whatever. And so we're going to argue about tax rates. And I think higher tax gets us there. I'm a Keynesian and you disagree. You're an Austrian or whatever. But the objective is the same. And so we write our papers and they write their papers and may the best papers win. I don't think that's what we're watching now at all. I don't think we're watching a debate over how to get to the best outcome. I think that's completely wrong. And I've come to this conclusion, not, and I should say at the outset I'm an Episcopalian, so don't take any theological advice from me because I don't have any. I grew up in the shallowest faith tradition that's ever been invented. It's not even a Christian religion at this point. I say with shame. But I'm just saying this as an observer of what's going on. There is no way to assess, say, the transgenderist movement with that mindset. Policy papers don't account for it at all. If you have people who are saying, I have an idea, let's castrate the next generation. Let's sexually mutilate children. I'm sorry, that's not a political debate. What? What's that going to do with politics? What's the outcome we're desiring here? An androgynous population? Is that really what we are arguing for that? No, I don't think anyone could like defend that as a positive outcome. But the weight of the government and you know a lot of corporate interests are behind that. Well, what is that? Well, it's irrational. If you say, well, you know, I think abortion is always bad. Well, I think sometimes it's necessary. That's a debate I'm familiar with. But if you're telling me that abortion is a positive good, what are you saying? Well, you're arguing for child sacrifice, obviously. It's not about, like, oh, a teen girl gets pregnant, and what do we do about that, and victims of rape. I get it. Of course I understand that, and I have compassion for everyone involved. But when the Treasury Secretary stands up and says, you know what you can do to help the economy get an abortion? Well, that's like an Aztec principle, actually. There's not a society in history that didn't practice human sacrifice. Not one. I checked. Even the Scandinavians, I'm ashamed to say. It wasn't just the Mesoamericans, it was everybody. So, like, that's what that is. Well, what's the point of child sacrifice? Well, there's no policy goal entwined with that. No, that's a theological phenomenon. And that's kind of the point I'm making. None of this makes sense in conventional political terms. When people or crowds of people or the largest crowd of people at all, which is the federal government, the largest human organization in human history, decide that the goal is to destroy things, destruction for its own sake. Hey, let's tear it down. What you're watching is not a political movement. It's evil. So if you want to assess, and I'll put it in non, and I'll stop with this. I'll put it in non, I'll put it in non-political, or non, rather non-specific theological terms, and just say, if you want to know what's evil and what's good, what are the characteristics of those? And by the way, you know, I think the Athenians would have agreed with this. This is not necessarily just a Christian notion. This is kind of a, I would say, widely agreed upon understanding of good and evil. What are its products? What do these two conditions produce? Well, I mean, good is characterized by order, calmness, tranquility, peace, whatever you want to call it, lack of conflict, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's true. It is. And evil is characterized by their opposites. Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. So if you are all in on the things that produce the latter basket of outcomes, what you're really advocating for is evil. That's just true. I'm not calling for a religious war. Far from it. I'm merely calling for an acknowledgement of what we're watching, which is not what, and I'm not certainly not backing the Republican Party. I mean, ugh. I'm not making a partisan point at all. I'm just noting what's super obvious. Like, those of us who are in our mid-50s are caught in the past in the way that we think about this. One side's like, no, you know, I've got this idea, and we've got this idea, and let's have a debate about our ideas. They don't want a debate. Those ideas won't produce outcomes that any rational person would want under any circumstances. those are manifestations of some larger force acting upon us. It's just so obvious. It's completely obvious. And I think two things. One, we should say that and stop engaging in these totally fraudulent debates where we are using the terms that we used in 1991 when I started at Heritage as if maybe, you know, I could just win the debate if I marshaled more facts. I've tried that. Doesn't work. And two, maybe we should all take just like 10 minutes a day to say a prayer about it. I'm serious. Like, why not? And I'm saying that to you, not as some kind of evangelist. I'm literally saying that to you as an Episcopalian. The Samaritans of our time. I'm coming to you from the most humble and lowly theological position you can. I'm literally an Episcopalian, okay? And even I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future. And I hope you will.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And, you know, of course, I was listening to what's going on with Tucker Carlson. I mean, think about this. One guy out there gets knocked off of Fox, and it's a big deal. Oh, why is it a big deal? Because there's only one person out there saying something different from the mainstream narrative. Think about it. One person in all of the media, and what is it, five or six companies, I think it's five companies, control 90-something percent of all the media. I think it's like 92%. And you know who you can thank for this? That little slimy, arrogant, low-life piece of scum crap, a little guy with a bad attitude that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, and every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad, Bill Clinton. That's right. That's the piece of scum crap that gave us the 1996 Federal Communications Act that gave everything to the bigs. Everything to the bigs. That's the same scum that gave us the Glass-Steagall Act that sent our jobs to Mexico at NAFTA. The same low-life little boy married to Hillary. Whoa, that must be a tough one. Hillary Clinton, that is. He had the same guy. Bombs away over Baghdad, according to Madeline, according to a clip on CBS. Madeline Albright says Leslie Stahl asks her, is the price of 500,000 children that Bill Clinton killed because of sanctions in the war worth it? Yes, it is. Yeah, that's the Bill Clinton. That's what killed the media. I'm going to tell you a quick Tucker Carlson story. Once upon a time, I used to be on all the media. Twice on Oprah. All the time on NBC, ABC, Good Morning America, CBS Morning News, CBS Evening News, NPR. So one time when Tucker Carlson was with MSNBC, there she is, Madeline not all that bright. There's the line right there. Yep. 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. Why those dirty Russians? No, Bill Clinton did it, but that's all right. Yep. Oh, he brought China into the World Trade Organization, too. I forgot about that one. You look at China's GDP before 2001. They officially came in 2 weeks after 9/11. Boop, GDP shoots right up. That Bill Clinton. So, anyway, Tucker Carlson's story. I'm on MSNBC. Used to be in Sea Caucus. They probably still are in New Jersey. That used to be all pig farms, abattoirs back then when I was a little kid. They still got the pigs out there. So anyway, I go there. I'm doing a show. And I'm sitting in a little green room. And I'm hearing this person go on and on. Oh, my God. It was terrible as I'm waiting to go on the air. So Tucker Carlson, person leaves. Tucker Carlson, how you doing, Gerald? Nice to have you on again. I used to be on with him a number of times. I said, who was that? I said, she was insufferable. He said, oh, that's Rachel Maddow.
They're grooming her. This is like about 2006, 2007, sometime around there. That's the media. That you had one voice out there that was saying it in a lot of ways that we say it. That's not permitted. And this happened to me. Of course, I was no Tucker Carlson, but I was big on the media. I used to be in USA Today 3 and 4 times a week. I used to be on CNN maybe 3 or 4 times a month. And this is when USA Today was a big newspaper. Newspapers all banned. They did a movie, one of my books, when Zizi gave Honey Boy. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Zia is aunt. Zizi is your auntie. Of everything I've written, by the way, this is my, I love this book. It's about growing up in the Bronx as a kid, moving to Yonkers, about where life used to be with all the great aunts and uncles. My parents, man, souls rest in peace. I thank them all every day. So they did a movie about this book. It was called Zizi and Honey Boy. It only went into 15 minutes of the movie because the woman playing my aunt Zizi, her name was Doris Roberts, and she played the mother of that TV show, Everyone Loves Raymond. So Doris Roberts died 15 minutes into the movie. You can get it on YouTube. It's only 15 minutes. But here's a clip of it. To see what happened to me, because I wouldn't swallow these little prostitutes' crap. Prostitutes are media whores that get paid out, that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Here's just a quick clip.
All of this was brought upon us in a single day. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
We're going to lose in Afghanistan.
Tell the network guys I said that.
I'm not anti-American. I love my country.
The only thing that matters at the end is how you lived your life.
Yep, and that was it for me. And I went through some tough times. Oh, yeah. How dare you say we're going to lose in Afghanistan? I'm some piece of scum politician. I listened to little Georgie Bush with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball. A little garbage boy, daddy's boy. How dare you don't believe him, Salenti? You didn't follow 88% of the people that swallowed that crap that supported our invasion of Afghanistan. This is why you have to support InfoWars. This is why you need to subscribe to the Trends Journal. Because if you don't, go on the mainstream, open your mouth, and let them shovel the crap into it. Because that's all they are. They're little low-life, gutless crapters. You call these guys out man-to-man, they're down. They're out.
Don't you talk to me like that.
Same thing with these scum politicians. How can you be so stupid to listen to these freaks? We'll be right back. Support InfoWars is supporting you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book. or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And as I said, you know, it's so important. If we're supporting you, you support us. And again, go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and get what you need, because they're giving you what you need, and they need you to keep this thing going. So they got, you know, great sales coming on. They got the Turbo Force Plus. You get 25% off. And it's one thing after another they have. And this Turbo Force Plus, you know, you need more power, more strength, more energy. And this is the kind of products that will give it to you. And, boy, you really need them now. Again, people ask me, what should I do? I say, get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And this Turbo Force Plus from InfoWars Life is great products. Vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, and a whole bunch of stuff. You know, coffee, berry, kola nut extract,
One after another. So it's a long list of powerful time-tested ingredients in this TurboForce Plus. And it's going to be your number one go-to source for quick, accessible energy. And boy, we need that energy now. So energize your day, boost your energy up, and go with TurboForce Plus. It's so 25% off. And you only can get this at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. They're helping you get healthy. You keep them on the air so you can hear what you're not getting anywhere else. And we're doing the same thing with the Trends Journal magazine. It's the only magazine in the world, that gives you in-depth trends analysis and trend forecasts of major geopolitical and socioeconomic issues. No other magazine, nowhere does anybody give you trends analysis and trend forecasts of the current events forming future trends. And one of the ones that I've been talking about now for 3 years, when they launched the COVID war back in 2020, was the office building bust. This is big because it's going to hit the banking sector bigger than what you saw happen in 2000s when the 2008 crash came. That was the subprime mortgage market and the derivatives. The derivatives are bigger now than they were then. And the commercial office sector, you're talking about $5 trillion worth of loans out there, estimated. So you're now getting, after no one's saying this, and this is why you subscribe to the Trends Journal, it's history before it happens. Now they're just starting to talk about it. This is from the Wall Street Journal on the 21st of April. Office landlord looks at Plan B, hopes that workplaces will fill up are fading. So in other words, they lost hope. Now let's go back when they launched the COVID war. And all of these little arrogant, stupid imbeciles, the ones that hate me up in Kingston, New York, because I had a peace and freedom rally when everything was locked down. Yeah, those people. When they locked everything down using totally political science, not hard science, locked down restaurants, bars, stores all over the place, but of course let the big stay in business. We said there's going to be an office building bust because people are not going to go back to work like they used to because it's a different world. It's a Zoom world. Kids are being sent home. You could learn from home. So now people are staying home month after month and they're saying, oh, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to commute to work. I'm not doing that anymore. You could keep your job. I'm not doing that anymore. Because they realize this is crazy. But let's go back to the little freaks that swallow the crap. Go back to the COVID war. These are the facts. I only write about them every week. When it began in the winter of 2020, they were all spewing out the crap that after Labor Day, it'll come back. It'll come back. That's what everybody's saying. It'll come back. Didn't come back. Then they kept it going, fighting the COVID war, 2021. Didn't come back. We said that it would stop the end. The war, the COVID war would end by May 2022. And it did. So office vacancy will increase by 55%. By the end of the decade, as hybrid and remote work push real estate to an inflection point. Yep. We only said this 3 years ago. This is why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. So now, according to Castle, that's with a K, the office occupancy rate in New York City, 46%, this is a quote, of pre-pandemic levels. Stop.
It was not a pandemic. Let's stop using that word. How many people do you know personally that died from the coronavirus? And if you do, how many of them were obese, type 2 diabetics, suffering from respiratory conditions, or 2.3 or 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities, according to the CDC? And how many were elderly, ready to die anyway? And then when you look at the real numbers and you add them up, and I'm not real good at math, in the world population, 6,882,000 deaths worldwide. That's what they report. Okay. Out of how many people? 8 billion? So that means 0.09% of the world's population died, and 99.91% lived, and you're calling this a pandemic? And that's what everybody's repeating, and that's how they rewrite history. Oh, the pandemic, the COVID pandemic that destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions of people around the planet. Now, again, we've been writing about this, and again, we had it as our one of our top trends for 2023. You can see it in the Trends Journal. It came out, office building bust, because we said this is the year they're going to realize it. This is from the Financial Times, April 24th. You ready? U.S. banks are becoming increasingly worried about falling commercial property valuations and the risks they pose to lenders' balance sheets. Got it? So, where do you invest your money if you got it? What do you do? We don't give financial advice. We've been saying gold. You could go to our clips. And Eric King from King World News interviewing me saying, Salenti, you said gold bottomed in September of 2022, and that's exactly what happened. What do you see next? When we come back, I'm going to give you the details, but right now I'm going to give you the headline. From the Financial Times, April 24th, central banks go for gold. No kidding. Wonder why the central banksters are going for gold. Oh yeah, these banksters. Yep. We'll be right back. Support info.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. And if you want to read history before it happens, you want the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. You know, I mean, I showed that clip before of me, you know, the movie date. That wasn't me, of course, playing. That was somebody playing me in that movie about how I got blacklisted from the media because I said the United States would lose the Afghan war. You know when they brought me back? I took out the domain name, the Panic of 08 in 2007. It was one of the first, I called the Panic of 08. I had the domain name in 2007. And AP picked up the story and it went boom. And that's how I got back on the media. And now, of course, I've got blacklisted again. But, the reason they brought me back is because it's the bottom line. People want to know what was going on with the dollars and cents. And so I mentioned to you about the office building bust. I'm just going to read you a bunch of just a quick headlines here. Sales of previously owned homes declined 2.4% in March. At seasonally adjusted annualized rate, sales are down 22% lower than March of last year. Is it going to be a housing bust? No. Are prices going to go down? Yes. Where's it going again? We write about it. Home prices see largest decline since 2012 as banking crash hits demand. Bloomberg, U.S. foreclosure filings jumped 22% in first quarter compared to the same period a year ago. Keeps going on. So, what I'm saying to you is prepare for the worst. We don't give financial advice.
And also, as I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. And we are at war with Russia already. And World War III has begun. It just hasn't become, quote, official. And I'm concerned, as is Scott Ritter, about a nuclear exchange, because if that happens, it's the end of life on Earth. And you don't have to believe me. Ask John F. Kennedy. And read his speech, his farewell, his speech graduating students at American University in June of 1963. He said, if we go to war against Russia, in 24 hours, the world will be destroyed. You can read it, see it. And then 5 months later, Jack, you're dead, because he talked about peace. And that brings me to RFK Jr. And as you know, I was on InfoWars back and had the clip of me saying in December that Robert F. Kennedy and Judge Napolitano, that would be the winning ticket. And then I was on with Alex Jones to do the top trends of 2023, and I said it to him as well. And then last Wednesday, RFK Jr. officially announced it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. makes his White House run official. This is from the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Announcing his long shot bid to challenge President Biden. Wait a minute. This isn't journalism. That's propaganda, you little media whore. Who are you to call it a long shot bid? That's not journalism. You're a little prostitute. You're a media whore that gets paid to put out by your corporate pimp and your government whoremaster. Two paragraphs down. Mr. Kennedy, a California resident, traveled to Boston, once the citadel of his family's power, to declare that he would challenge President Biden for the Democratic nomination. Ready? In a long shot bid for the White House. Total propaganda. He has 14% of the vote already, according to the polls. Here it is. Long shot bid. And he shared skepticism about vaccine. This is from the Cartoon News Network. They didn't even run this on their front page of the website. Oh, they got rid of that little, they squeezed out that little lemon, that arrogant little boy. I wonder what he's going to get a job doing, huh? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaccine activist. That's how they started, an anti-vaccine activist. Isn't Kennedy a little bit more than just an anti-vaccine activist? He's against, by the way, what Kennedy is saying about Ukraine and to bring home the troops. There he is, the little lemon head. Little cotson of nothing. Another arrogant little boy. Yep. This, I'm telling you, mainstream media is gone. It's dead. So going back to Kennedy, they're putting out this anti-vaccine stuff. But again, when you talk about what he's saying, this is from antiwar.com. RFK Jr. launches presidential bid, vows to unwind the U.S. empire. Wow. He said Ukraine was being treated as a pawn between two great powers. Quote, I'm going to bring the troops home. I'm going to close the bases. I'm going to start investing in the U.S. middle class. Wow. Word for word, other than investing in the middle class, word for word from our Occupy Peace site. Close the bases overseas. Bring home the troops. Oh, and he also said the military will return to its proper role of defending the homeland. Article number 3 of the Occupy Peace. Bring home the troops. Close the bases. Secure the homeland. And we have two other things. Put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. And finally, hey, all you Democrats, all you little so-called progressives, you Bernie Sanders freaks,
Another sloppy little boy who's been sucking off the public you-know-what all your life. You all voted to steal my money to bring it to Ukraine to keep the war going. You want to take my money? I work hard. I never worked harder in my life. And you're stealing my money to give to the criminals over there? The Nazi group? You want to go to war? You want to take my money? Let the people vote. Let the people vote. We pay for the wars with our money and our lives. That little Marco Rubio, that little Teddy Cruz. There's Ms. Faccia Brute, Janet Yellen screaming, look at the clowns! How could you be so stupid to swallow the crap that shoves out of the clown mouths? That's who's running and ruining our lives. And by the way, don't forget, on May 27th, up here in Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, the most historic Four Corners in America, where the seeds of democracy was sown, we're having a peace and freedom rally. So far, Judge Andrew Napolitano, John Whitehead, Frank Marano, Gary Null, and we got more coming. We're doing everything we can to fight for peace. Going back to RFK Jr., I was the first to say this is the guy to run. Clip after clip after clip after clip. I did one with Daniela's Cambone on Stansberry. 1.6 million views. I did the interview on January 4th. I was the first to call Trump a winner in our Trends Journal, the May issue 2016. I'm a visionary. I'm a trend forecaster. I see the future. RFK Jr. to become the next president of the United States. And he's going after Trump as well. Blaming Trump for closing down during the COVID war. And the people are looking for something new. If this guy builds the proper populist candidate platform, he will be the next president of the United States. That's if they don't kill him. They killed his father. They killed his uncle, John F. Kennedy. Will they kill him? Will they kill you, me, anybody that speaks out for peace? So that's the way I see it. Minus the wild card, RFK 2024. Support InfoWars.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.